Good morning, this is Vaidyanath. Today I'll be reading a chapter titled Dream of Auroville by Vladimir Mergere from his fifth book, Who We Are, in his nine-book collection. Dreaming of Auroville. During the first months after returning from my visit with Anastasia, I set about making an intensive search and study of any information about eco-communities I could lay my hands on. Most of the sources told about experiments abroad. Altogether, I collected information on 86 communities in 19 countries. Belgium, Canada, Denmark, England, France, Germany, Indian and others. But I wasn't particularly struck by any of the reports I had collected. No country could boast any kind of large-scale eco-movement, nor did I come across any communities capable of exercising a significant influence on the social solution in their respective countries. One of the largest and best-known communities that came to my notice is located in India. It goes by the name of Auroville. I'd like to elaborate a little on this one. Auroville was initiated in 1968 by the wife of founder of the Integral Yoga Movement, Sri Aurobindo, Meera Richard. It was thought that the community, once begun, would eventually grow into a thriving city of 50,000 on lands allocated by the Indian government near Pondicherry, where Sri Aurobindo's ashram, a center for integral yoga adherents, had been operating since the 1940s. Auroville, or the City of Dawn, was supposed to embody the idea of unity of people united by a common goal of building a harmonious material world, which in no way would find itself at odds with the world of the spirit. The community's charter, written by Meera Richard, states, quote, Auroville will be a site of material and spiritual researches for a living embodiment of an actual human unity, unquote. The idea of building a city wherein people will live in harmony with the world of nature and the harmony of the spirit and love was approved by the Indian government as well as by UNESCO. It received financial support from the Indian government along with a large number of sponsors. Representatives of 121 nations and 23 Indian states attended their opening ceremonies, after which the splendid city, no doubt the dream of a lot of people the world over who call themselves spiritual, began to take shape. However, following the death of Meera Richard in 1973, one of Aurobindo's disciple by the name of Sat Prem spoke out strongly against the Auroville community, calling it nothing but a commercial enterprise. Sri Aurobindo's ashram, which controlled most of the enterprise's finances, claimed authority over everything going on in the city, but the residents considered that their community belonged to the whole world and was not under the ashram's jurisdiction. A serious confrontation ensued between the spiritual leaders on both sides, a confrontation which was not confined to ideological level, but became more and more physical. In 1980, the Indian government was obliged to pass a decree removing Auroville from the control of Sri Aurobindo's society. And a permanent police detachment was assigned to the community. The Auroville situation led to a general crisis in Sri Aurobindo's movement and teachings. Today, Auroville has about 1,200 residents instead of their 50,000 or more envisaged by its initiators. The whole region, including the local population, comprises of 13 villages and 30,000 people. Quite possibly the downfall of Auroville Dream was precipitated by the following situation. While any resident may obtain permission to buy land and build himself a house at his own expense, legal title to the land on which the house stands belongs to the city. Thus, it turns out that full confidence is placed in Auroville as a city, but it's not accorded any of its individual residents. Every resident lives in a state of dependency on the community as a whole, and yet the whole project was worked out by people who considered themselves highly spiritual. It seems that in the case of spirituality, there is another side of the coin to be considered. I am extremely disturbed and upset by the situation of Auroville today. While it has not provoked any doubts about Anastasia's project, I cannot say my mind is entirely free from negative thoughts. If things did not work out with a model community in India, a country considered practically the leader in the spiritual understanding of human existence, especially with the financial backing of the Indian government, UNESCO, and sponsors from the variety of countries, then how can Anastasia possibly foresee on her own all the pitfalls that lie ahead? Even if it isn't all on her own, and the masses of the readers sharing her views try to make calculations, think everything through and foresee the future, even then there is no guarantee such concerted efforts will succeed, as nobody has any experience along these lines. If anyone knew where to find the foundation on which to build a happy life for both the individual and society as a whole, a happy society would have probably been built somewhere, but it doesn't exist anywhere in the world. The only experience we have is negative. Where can one find anything positive? Quote, in Russia, unquote, replied Anastasia. Thank you. More coming soon.